So the most important first step, of course, is to keep meaning-making and the connection to meaning and meaning-making alive on an ongoing basis inside the coaching relationship. It's the job of the coach to hold an awareness and a frame around the whole process and development of the coaching relationship and the way that the client is developing their recovery to wellness journey. And in that frame, make sure that meaning is constantly part of the ground on which the relationship is standing and therefore the ground on which the client is standing. So in part, one way to look at it is about staying awake. It's about not falling asleep to the tendency of the human mind to habituate itself and to find, one of my favorite sayings is, someone once said, you know, what I like to do is as soon as I find a rut, I get in it and furnish it and start living in it. And there is a sort of grain of truth in that, is that many people are drawn to habits and habituation because it's useful and provides framework for satisfying certain emotional needs around security, predictability, and so on. But at the same time, habituation can also cause us to lose connection, lose vitality, cause us to lose a sense that we are really, truly alive. And so what we want, particularly in the wellness context, is to make sure that there's a constant regeneration of connection to meaning, that which is most important, that is most vital, that pulls, drives, evokes, excites clients into the next step, into the next moment of their lives. And keeping that energy alive is as much the responsibility of the coaching relationship as it is the responsibility of the client and the coach. So really, it is your job to make sure that you are focused on it. The next task is that there is a sort of sense that you have an agenda with your client to deepen that connection to meaning. So the idea that it's fixed and static is easy to fall into, because quite often the expressed destinations of somebody's meaning will stay constant. So usually people's meaning will, for instance, be connected to their family, to their children, to their partners, and so on an ongoing basis. And that is normal and understandable. But there can be a pitfall about assuming that just because that's a constant, that the meaning that is experienced out of the stated meaning-generating relationship or set of relationships or object is actually being generated, is there all the time. So what that means is, put another way, put simply, is people fall asleep, start doing things like taking for granted and creating habits around their relationships. These relationships often provide them with meaning. So there is a way that we want to be thinking always about deepening. It's not that we're looking for something new all the time to provide meaning. It's not that we expect our clients to constantly be coming up with something brand new to provide meaning for them. Meaning is being made on things which they have probably connected with many times in their lives. But it's the depth of that meaning, and it is the quality of that meaning, which is what we're interested in keeping refreshed. So it's a case of going back to them from time to time and revisiting, reevaluating their sense of purpose, their sense of meaning, how it all fits together for them. Another way, technique that coaches can use to great benefit with their clients is to build structures with them, have the client design structures for awareness and consciousness. It is very easy, this habituation process I've referred to, is very easy for us to fall asleep to the markers of meaning in our lives. And so we want to use structures and change to prod the mind and the brain into staying consciously aware and connected to the things that matter. Structures are very good ways of reshaping the mind and remapping the mind in terms of breaking habitual thinking patterns. But also, once we've created new neural pathways and new ways of thinking as new habits, which we will be doing over the course of the recovery process and through into the wellness process. So people will develop new ways of thinking, new habits of thought, and new ways of behavior that will be giving them different outcomes. But of course, what we don't want those new ways to become, if you like, limited in their vitality and aliveness. So there's a sort of sense that we want to avoid the trap of boredom, in a way, that can happen for clients. And that, of course, means that we want to keep meaning alive, because what pushes out boredom is connection to meaning. So structures are very good ways to do that. So work with structures. The next most important thing to remember is that whenever goals are being designed or thought about or talked about or considered, goals must always be really scrutinized, looked at. You've got to really think about a goal with your client and look at a goal for meaning. Does it actually have any meaning? If it doesn't have, if it isn't driven by meaning making by your client, it's unlikely that this goal is going to come about, really, because it doesn't have any meaning for them. So if something, a goal is identified and created that in and of itself doesn't have any meaning, but the goal is attached to another goal that does have some meaning, then we, if you like, I call this a secondary meaning, which means that if they're sort of chained together, providing the chain isn't too long and the meaning can sort of trickle down through the goals, then that's, you know, okay. But you must get into the habit of scrutinizing goals from the point of view of meaning. Discard goals that are not really connected to meaning. So invite your client to discard a goal, no matter how logically making sense a goal might have and how it might appear to appeal to a non-emotional, non-meaning, practical aspect. Invite them to think about discarding them, to see what shows up if they think about discarding them. Because often when we discard a meaningless goal, it allows the space for something new to come into being. So make sure that all the goals are built around meaning, and if you can, start with meaning. It's a good habit to get into with your clients, because, of course, what they'll learn quite quickly is to do this for themselves. So whenever they think about doing something, they will ask themselves the same question: is this really something that contains meaning, or is moving me closer towards meaning? So those are the key points for the coach to stay focused on: keeping the meaning making central and ongoing, and inviting your clients to stay awake to their relationship to meaning and to deepen the meaning. Build structures and use them to both shape the awareness and connection to meaning and also to keep them awake. And then make sure that goals always start with meaning. Examine them for meaning, and do not be afraid to discard goals that don't really come up to scratch, don't make the grade when it comes to being connected to meaning for your clients.